Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hello, chickens. Oh, my God. It is another day, another traffic explosion outside. So I've got a couple of theories here. I watched it again. And, you know, it's still exciting and fun, and I still am unpicking what's going on. The big place where Dan was sitting in front of, like, where he saw Di, and then he saw the passenger, and then he saw the doctor. Like, that's like a big temple thing. Like, is that meant to be outside Atropos or whatever that place is called, where the Moria? Or is that somewhere else that we haven't been to yet? I was enjoying the fact that they're in their own timelines, but those things haven't happened yet, or maybe were never going to happen. So yeah, I'm it's at the tip of my theoriness. Ghost has left a message on Twitter saying, "I've resisted, but I have a theory. The flux is a manifestation of time-space changing as if the fugitive doctor died or never became the doctor we know and love. The big three baddies fighting over the rubble is how the universe would have ended if not for our doctor." Or exploding head emoji. Yeah, that's a good theory. That's kind of what I think my theory is vaguely, that the flux is somehow designed to, like, the doctor has done too much interfering throughout their, you know, I guess we must be into the 2,000 or 3,000s of years of being alive, because, you know, the doctor was, what, 1,200 years old at one point, and that's going from when they thought they were born or however they come about in Gallifreyan society. So there would be thousands of years. Now, Matt has sent another one of his epic emails, and he starts off, "Well, ... for the first time in a long time, I've been looking forward to Doctor Who again, something I've not felt for quite some time. The last 2 weeks have been superb. So having just finished this one, I have to say another old feeling has crept back in. Disappointment." Now, this is something I've had a lot of people saying, you know, people who are normally mad about the show, a little bit down on this episode. And I feel like it's just one of those polarizing episodes, like, that people go, "Oh my God, this is the best one ever." Or people go, "Nah, not for me." That's what Matt says. He goes, "For me, it was a hot mess. I've got to be honest, I was nervous when reading. It credits the audience with sophistication and intelligence in the latest Doctor Who magazine. It's an Emperor's New Clothes way of saying, if you didn't like it, you're stupid and didn't get it. I got it. I followed it. I just didn't like it." You're reading too much into that, Matt. it's just basically saying it's confusing. It doesn't mean that if you don't like it, you didn't follow it. You can follow it and not like it. That's fine. Sometimes if you tell a story, I have seen a couple of films where they've told the story kind of out of chronological order, like they've broken it apart and it's all back to front and there's all things going on. And sometimes you can do that in lieu of having an interesting story, because it's like, well, this is actually quite a straightforward, boring narrative. But if we bust it apart and people don't know what's going on from moment to moment and they're trying to piece together what the story is, then it gives it kind of a bit more of a narrative thrust that wasn't there. Like I saw a movie about some guy whose wife died and it just, I think it had Matthew Good in it. And there was like, you know, all these shots of oranges falling in the street and there's all these bizarre scenes of, you know, you're like, what's going on? What's happened? What's the big reveal? And then, you know, it ended up his wife had cancer and died and it was really sad. And he and his kid were struggling on. And it's like, you know, Love Actually, like how whole storylines in Love Actually go missing. And when they come back, you're like, oh, I forgot Colin Firth was in this movie. It's like that. It's like there was a whole through line in this movie where it's like, oh, what happened to that kid? He was doing... So, yeah, that can sometimes happen when you break apart the narrative. And it can be, you know, it can be just done to make things seem more interesting than they actually are. So I understand not enjoying this, Matt, but I did. He says, I didn't mind the structure. It kept you on your toes and was very much an episode where you had to pay full attention to it. The idea of the Doctor hiding her friends in their own time streams meant some fun throwbacks and filling in some background. The problem for me is that despite this, the episode felt empty. We followed Belle's story from her encounters with Daleks, a welcome sight, and Cybermen to the ultimate reveal that she was Vinda's true love and then he wanted to get back to her. But we barely even know him, so it had no impact. Dan's story had a little more punch, but again, we don't really have much invested in Dan, so it's difficult to feel any emotional punch from his relationship with Di, especially considering their relationship seems pretty early days too. Yaz's thread seems the most interesting, thanks to the inclusion of the Weeping Angels, but even that was only dangling a thread. Again, I do hope we're not holding back everything to the last episode. We need some answers along the way. I feel like we are getting some answers along the way, like we kind of... got an answer to why Swarm was saying, oh, I've known you since before. And now we know that Swarm was incarcerated by the fugitive doctor. So there's an answer. And I hear what you're saying about not feeling like you're getting, you know, much emotional resonance from these characters. But I feel like there's, you know, given what the show was like from the 60s to the 80s, like, you never met anyone. Like, even the Doctor's companions didn't really have lives outside of just running around going, Doctor, what's happening? So that's about as much as we're used to. I don't know why you're surprised by this. I guess since Russell T. Davis's era, there has been a bit more emphasis on giving those supporting characters a backstory. But I don't mind going back to the old days where everyone was just a cardboard cutout. As long as we get more spaceships exploding. And shooting at Cybermen, like that's what I'm here for. Matt goes on. I feel like we've had all we're going to get of Vinda's backstory. Hopefully, I'm wrong, and we get some more of the delicious Craig Parkinson villaining it up as only he can. If that's really all for him, then what a waste of a fantastic guest actor. Look, I felt that for basically, you know, most of the last 10 years on this show is that they get really good actors in and then do nothing with them. Like, you know, David Warner and was it Tobias Menzies? Like floating around in a tin can under the sea while a rogue ice warrior wandered around. Like, I don't think anyone was well served by that episode. I want to know a bit more about what was going on there with the Grand Serpent. I don't feel we know enough of Vinda to really care about him other than a speedy hackneyed. Oh, look, he tried to be a whistleblower. This means he's a good guy. I liked those scenes. I thought they were great. Maybe a bit more about him, where he's from, a few shirtless scenes. Oh, Matthew. A bit more of his planet and what exactly Outpost Rose was and what he was doing there as punishment. Well, he was there because he was a whistleblower. He was just sitting there looking like he had the terrible job. By the way, if you need to see shirtless Vinda, I highly recommend going back and enjoying the series of games of Game of Thrones where he's playing Grey Worm. Matt says, there's still stuff I enjoyed. The very welcome reappearance of the Fugitive Doctor was great. And that's the story that's really keeping me hooked at the moment. Theory-wise, I'm leaning much more heavily into the idea that this incarnation of the Doctor is from the 6B idea. Oh, no. No, no, you're going to invoke Peter's 6C theory. and this is a Doctor between the second and third. One of her colleagues in this thread has already been a Master's Carvanista, but who are the other two? If it turned out to be Jamie and Zoe, I'd hoot. Look at that Temple of Atropos, Doctor. Yes, it is a big one, isn't it, Jamie? Can't wait to hear you attempt a Scottish accent for that. No, I didn't. Yes. Look at that Temple of Atropos, Doctor. That is terrible. I tried to do a Scottish accent in my Mariah Carey podcast the other day. I don't know why I was singing in Scottish. It was terrible. Was it Lee, Ruth's boyfriend, and Gat? I think that's who it is. I think it's Lee and Gat who are the other people. I would love it to be Jamie and Zoe. So, yes, look, we're running out of time. I've got more of Matt, so I will dig more into his email tomorrow, as well as more of your theories. And obviously tomorrow we're going to have a preview of the next episode, and the final episode title has come out, but I feel like it's too early to say that out loud. So I'll say that out loud in the next one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.